This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. Time for New Hampshire this weekend. Hippo editor Amy Diaz is here with some news on events in the state. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Amy, Hippo has stories this week about two annual events. Let's start with New Hampshire Open Doors. This has been an annual event now for about a decade. How did it start?
Well, so this started out as really like an open studios event for League of New Hampshire Craftsmen members and kind of started as that and then has really just morphed into open studio, open farmhouse, open everything for just New Hampshire makers across the state.
This is a chance to go and see what they do, see how they do it, watch them do some of their craft as well as actually see some of their work.
Exactly. So this runs Saturday and Sunday. And on the website, they really do it so that you can go by region or by thing that you're interested in. You can pick the places that you want to go to. Demonstration is a huge part of this and kind of always have been. So if you go to some of the crafts places, maybe you'll see glass blowing or pottery throwing. There are a lot of farms on here. You might get to meet some alpacas or some goats. Some of the wineries on here have tours or tastings. So there's kind of a chance. And it kind of throughout, you're going to get to meet the people who make whatever the thing is that is being made. So you really get to talk to them about, you know, whatever it is that they're making or crafting and, you know, learn more about it from the maker point of view.
Now, how many different locations are involved in this?
Well, there are 169 locations, and then a lot of those have multiple participants. So they estimated about 475 participants across at all of the different locations. Some of the studios have multiple artists, so you'll get to see their work. And again, a lot of them will be doing some kind of demonstration of maybe how they put their work together.
So with so many locations and things going on around the state, how would you suggest people plan the day?
Well, I talked to one of the organizers, and she was saying, first of all, start early and definitely plan. They have, I think, about 7 or 8 different specific itineraries, things like downtown Concord or Newfound Lake area. And then you can also kind of narrow things by where you want to go or what you want to see. So you could look at, you know, the Merrimack Valley area and then narrow it by farms. Or you could look at, you know, fine arts out in the Monadnock region.
Okay, so New Hampshire Open Doors is happening this weekend. Something else that's become an annual event in New Hampshire is the Staub Film Festival. It's happening at Red River Theaters in Concord.
Yes, and so this is not, you do not have to be a film snob. This is somewhat north of Boston Film Festival, and I think it's in its 13th year or so.
Yeah, it's been going on a long time now. Since Snob has come to be, there have actually been an ever-increasing list of film fests all over New England. So what's so unique about Snob?
Well, they really do try to bring, you know, films that you're not going to see other places. These are not the films that play at the big cineplexes. They were saying they have about 70 titles. Pretty much all indies, many made in New Hampshire or made in New England. The lineup features 5 feature films, 9 documentaries, and then the rest are shorts, usually kind of blocked into short blocks on a theme. So if you are interested in foreign films or, horror films or something, there are blocks on things like that.
Okay, so what are some highlights for you?
Well, so today, Friday, there's a noontime shorts block where they're going to have pizza. So you get a little bit of pizza, and one of the documentaries is on the Northern Pass. Mm-hmm. Also today, there's a block called Monsters, Heroes, and Robots. There's a block of foreign films. And then the big feature film tonight, one of the feature films, is Life After Beth. And this actually has some sort of more well-known names. Aubrey Plaza, who is probably best known from Parks and Recreation, John C. Reilly, Molly Shannon. It's kind of a dark comedy zombie movie. So that's going on today. Saturday, tomorrow, it starts off with a family block of films. So that's kind of geared to a little bit, you know, more ages. There are going to be 2 New Hampshire blocks. There's a documentary, I know you know something about, Life on the V, the story of V66.
So I grew up in the distant suburbs of Boston. That was a music channel back in the mid-80s.
Sort of homegrown MTV.
Yeah, it was a homegrown MTV for those of us who didn't have cable.
Yeah, I was watching the trailer for it, and they talked to people from bands like, you know, Till Tuesday and The Cars, who kind of talk about their experience. So that's one of the films going on Saturday, as well as there's a feature called Frank on Saturday night, and that stars Michael Fassbender.
Are there lots of chances for meets and greets?
The organizers were estimating that about a third of the filmmakers are going to be there. So usually, you know, a lot of the films air once, some of them air a couple of times throughout the weekend. So usually there's a good chance to, you know, talk to some of the filmmakers about why they made the choices they do or what got them interested in the subject.
Okay. The Snob Film Festival happening this weekend. Also, New Hampshire Open Doors is happening all over the state. And you can find links to those events and much more. You can find links to the stories in the Hippo for these events at nhpr.org. Amy Diaz, good to see you.
Have a great weekend.